Thursdays at 8 p.m., and I'll see you there.
All AMS members. CFRC 101.9 FM is aiming to renew its optional student fee at referendum this fall. Help your campus radio station serve our community with news, music, arts programming, podcasts, and more. Watch your emails for ballots from the AMS and vote yes for CFRC's fee increase on November 12th, 13th, and 14th. Your voice, your station, your vote. Thank you for your support.
To Dark Glasses on CFRC 101.9 with Daniel Wolf. And wow, what a dump of snow yesterday. It's been a really weird fall, had some really nice weather and some really cold weather, lots of rain in the last week, but I must say I was not prepared for the dump of snow. Not huge by January standards, but pretty big for early November, and me without my snowblower all tuned up and ready for the white stuff. So it's a really good case of the gales of November coming early. And speaking of gales of November, today is a somewhat somber anniversary. It is, in fact, the 50th anniversary today of the sinking of the Great Lakes freighter, the Edmund Fitzgerald. Those of you who don't know the story, it was a massive freighter, fully loaded, left fully loaded from Cleveland, the lyric you will hear shortly, and ran into some extremely heavy weather, and they never really figured out what went wrong, but it sank with the loss of all 29 crew members. Gordon Lightfoot made the sinking the subject of one of his best-known songs just a year after the disaster happened. Very respectful and somber tune. It's been much played and covered indeed by other bands. And although it really isn't strictly jazz, I thought I could not let this anniversary, and indeed I am old enough to have been in high school when the disaster occurred, so I couldn't let this 50th anniversary pass without playing Gordon Lightfoot's tribute. And I'll follow that immediately with a much more recent cover version of Gordon Lightfoot's song, The Wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald, by a local band called the Kingston Cayley Band, which is a five-piece ensemble from their album Slainta. And here we go with two versions of The Wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald, first by Gordon Lightfoot, the original, and then the cover by the Kingston Cayley Band.
Legend lives on from the Chippewa on down to the big lake they call Gitchagumi. The lake, it is said, never gives up her dead when the skies of November turn gloomy. With a load of iron ore, 26,000 tons more than the Edmund Fitzgerald weighed empty. Good ship and true was a bone to be chewed when the gales of November came early. The ship was the pride of the American side, coming back from some mill in Wisconsin. As the big freighters go, it was bigger than most, with a crew and good captain well seasoned. concluding some terms with a couple of steel firms when they left fully loaded for Cleveland. Then later that night when the ship's bell rang, could it be the north wind they'd been feeling? The wind and the wires made a tattletale sound, and the wave broke over the railing. And every man knew, as the captain did too, 'twas the witch of November come stealing. The dawn came late and the breakfast had to wait when the gales of November came slashing. When afternoon came, it was freezing rain in the face of a hurricane west wind. When supper time came, the old cook came on deck saying, "Fellas, it's too rough to feed you." At 7 p.m. a main hatchway gave in. He said, "Fellas, it's been good to know you." The captain wired in, he had water coming in, and the good ship and crew was in peril. And later that night when his lights went out of sight, came the wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald. Does anyone know where the love of God goes when the waves turn the minutes to hours? The searchers all say they'd have made Whitefish Bay if they'd put 15 more miles behind her. They might have split up or they might have capsized. They may have broke deep and took water. And all that remains is the faces and the names of the wives and the sons and the daughters. Lake Huron rolls, Superior sings in the rooms of her ice water mansion. Old Michigan steams like a young man's dreams. The islands and bays are for sportsmen. And farther below, Lake Ontario takes in what Lake Erie can send her. The iron boats go, as the mariners all know, with the gales of November remembered. Superior, they said, never gives up her dead when the gales of November come early.
legend lives on from the Chippewa down of the big lake they call Gitche-Gumee. The lake, it is said, never gives up her dead when the skies of November turn gloomy. With a load of iron ore, 26,000 tons more than the Edmund Fitzgerald weighed empty. That good ship and true was a bone to be chewed when the gales of November came early. The ship was the pride of the American side, coming back from some mill in Wisconsin. As the big freighters go, she was bigger than most, with a crew and good captain well seasoned. Concluding some terms with a couple of steel firms when they left fully loaded for Cleveland. And later that night, when the ship's bell rang, could it be the north wind they'd been feeling? The wind in the wires made a tattletale sound, and a wave broke over the railing. And every man knew, as the captain did too, 'twas the witch of November come stealing. The dawn came late, and the breakfast had to wait, when the gales of November came slashing. When afternoon came, it was freezing rain in the face of a hurricane west wind. Supper time came, the old cook came on deck, saying, "Fellas, it's too rough to feed ya." At 7 p.m., a main hatchway caved in. He said, "Fellas, it's been good to know ya." The captain wired in, he had water coming in, and the good ship and crew was in peril. And later that night, when his lights went out of sight, came the wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald. God goes when the waves turn the minutes to hours. The searchers all say they'd have made Whitefish Bay if they'd put 15 more miles behind her. They might have split up, or they might have capsized, may have broke deep and took water. And all that remains are the faces and the names of the wives and the sons and the daughters. Superior sings in the rooms of her ice water mansion. Old Michigan steams like a young man's dreams. The islands and bays are for sportsmen. And farther below, Lake Ontario takes in what Lake Erie can send her. And the iron boats go, as the mariners all know, with the gales of November, remember. In a musty old hall in Detroit they pray, in the Maritime Sailors' Cathedral. The church bell chimed till it rang 29 times for each man on the Edmund Fitzgerald. The legend lives on from the Chippewa down of the big lake they call Gitche-Gumee. Superior, they said, never gives up her dead when the gales of November come early.
We just heard two versions of Gordon Lightfoot's The Wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald, the first Gordon himself from 1976, and the second a more recent take by local group Kingston Cayley Band. And if you're wondering why two songs such as this on a primarily jazz show, it is because it is the 50th anniversary today of that sad event on the Great Lakes, which cost the lives of the 29 crew members of the Great Lakes freighter, the Edmund Fitzgerald. Let's go to some jazz now and some new material from an artist I haven't played on the show before, I don't think, and that is the American pianist Lisa Hilton. Lisa Hilton came from San Luis Obispo in California, started playing piano at the age of 6, switched to art when she went to university, but got her interest in music rekindled by a next-door neighbor who happened to be Canadian record producer and musician David Foster. Since 1997, Lisa Hilton has released an extraordinary number of albums, more than one per year. She's just released her 30th or 31st album entitled Extended Daydream. And let's give a listen to a song from that that, if the snow is still on the ground tomorrow, we'll be glad of thinking about. The song is called Tropical Tuesday. Lisa Hilton. That was Tropical Tuesday from American pianist Lisa Hilton, who has just released a new album entitled Extended Daydream. Back to Canada now, and a relatively new Canadian artist, and that is bassist Aretha Tillotson. Now, Canada's got some really fantastic double bass players. Of course, I've played Jody Prosnick on the show many times. Aretha Tillotson has emerged just in the last couple of years. Her second album was just released this past Friday. It is called Kinda Out West, which I think maybe a little bit of a play on a classic 1950s Sonny Rollins album, Way Out West, but who knows. One of the great things about jazz, and I think it's also true of Canadian jazz, is how more senior artists will be very willing to combine with artists who are just at the start of their career and help them out by backing them in an ensemble. So Aretha here has been very fortunate to team up with none other than the Jensen sisters, Ingrid Jensen, the trumpeter, and her sister, Christine Jensen, who is a saxophonist. They are joined by a drummer called Dave Lang from Ontario, and they have put together an album that is entitled, as I said, Kinda Out West. So let's hear our young bassist, Aretha Tillotson, accompanied by Dave Lang and the Jensen sisters, with Lullaby to Those Before. That'll take us to the half hour and our usual halftime break for some PSAs, and we'll be right back after that with more Dark Glasses here on CFRC.
Thank you. Discover the Tet Center for Creativity and Learning, a vibrant arts hub at 370 King Street West in Kingston, right beside the Isabel Bader Center. Enjoy a coffee at Juniper Cafe and explore three floors of galleries, studios, and arts organizations. Borrow instruments from Joe's Mill, sign up for art classes with groups like the Kingston's Potters Guild, and dance with Kingston's School of Dance. Join Tet Tuesday Open Studios the second Tuesday of every month to connect with fellow creatives. Students, you can host events at the Tet with reduced rental rates. Learn more at tetcenter.org and follow us on Instagram and Facebook at Tet Center. Your artistic journey begins here.
Have you been dumped? Left all alone? Just want to find your soulmate? Look no further, because your new best friend is waiting for you at the Kingston Humane Society. The Kingston Humane Society is a nonprofit animal organization founded in 1884 that is supported solely by the community, receiving no government funding to assist in their mission of caring for injured, abused, and homeless animals, with the goal of creating families and homes for the animals. They are the only open shelter in the region, accepting every animal brought to them with compassion, respect, and humane assistance. If you want to donate to help these animals find their best friends, or if you're interested in finding the new love of your life, please visit KingstonHumaneSociety.ca. Everyone just needs a little love.
Welcome back to Dark Glasses on CFRC 101.9. You were listening just before the break to Tropical Tuesday, a cut from the brand new album from emerging Canadian double bassist Aretha Tillotson. They're accompanied by Dave Lang on drums and Christine Jensen on sax, with Ingrid Jensen on trumpet, and that's an album that just came out this past Friday. Before we get into some more music, just a reminder that it is the annual CFRC funding drive, and if you're listening to this show and other shows on the station, you will know that we are very dependent on this drive for key things such as replacing old equipment, among other things. So let me urge you to get out that checkbook, head over to the CFRC.ca website and make your gift now. I have already made mine. And you can do it in one of two ways. You can donate directly to the station for some wonderful swag. And if you prefer a tax receipt, you can get at the Queen's University Advancement website via the station website and get a tax receipt instead for your donation. So we're only in the second week of the drive. It'll go on till late December, so you will hear me again, along with our other volunteers on air, asking for your support. And if you've already given, well, thank you very, very much. So let's get back to some music now. And last week I closed out the show with a tribute to one of the great drummers of the last 30 or 40 years, and that is Jack DeJohnette, who just died a couple of weeks ago or so. Jack DeJohnette was a staple of the jazz community. He played on such classic albums as Miles Davis's Bitches Brew, and in fact I closed out last week's show with one of the tracks from Bitches Brew. I'm going to play one more Jack DeJohnette track now, and that is a live performance here in Canada at the Festival International de Jazz de Montréal, and that is from a compilation album of performances at the festival, 20 Years of Music. So here is Jack DeJohnette and Preludio para Nana.
Thank you.
That was a live performance by Jack DeJohnette's Special Edition. That was the ensemble led by the great percussionist who died a couple of weeks ago, Jack DeJohnette, and a performance from the Montreal Jazz Festival, a track entitled Preludio para Nana. We'll head to Cologne, Germany right now, and a big band track from a group entitled the WDR Big Band. It's a group that actually goes back, and obviously has changed its members many times, goes back to 1947, just after World War II, when the Kölner Rundfunk Tanzer Orchestra, or the Cologne Radio Dance Orchestra, got going at the Cologne, Germany radio station Nordwestdeutscher Rundfunk, or NWDR. That station has now evolved simply into Westdeutscher Rundfunk, still based in Cologne, and their big band orchestra has been playing and releasing albums, again with lots of members coming and going, for many years. And they have just released a brand new album. The album is entitled Big Band Bass, and we already had some bass with Aretha Tillotson earlier in the show, so we'll get a little bit more here. Here is the WDR Big Band with Cleopatra's Secret.
Thank you.
from Cologne, Germany. That was the WDR Big Band and Cleopatra's Secret from their brand new album, Big Band Bass, just released the last week. We will close out with some much more ancient music. Well, not really ancient. It is the 1959 classic album by Dave Brubeck. And the album is, of course, Time Out, released in that most marvelous of jazz years, 1959, that saw not just Brubeck's Time Out, but Miles Davis's Kind of Blue, Charles Mingus's Mingus, and several other really wonderful classic albums. I keep coming back to that year, and it's really not all that ancient. It's within my own lifetime, just barely. So let's hear from Time Out, and one of my favorite tracks from that album, Dave Brubeck and his quartet, featuring Paul Desmond on sax, and Everybody's Jumpin'. from Dave Brubeck's classic 1959 album, Time Out, Everybody's Jumpin'. And that is going to be it for today's show. I will be back next week with some more music here on CFRC 101.9. And don't forget about our funding drive. If you're able, please head over to CFRC.ca and make your donation now. My name's Daniel Wolf, and the show is called Dark Glasses. Hope you've enjoyed it. See you next week. And meanwhile, man, winter has made an early start, so bundle up and stay safe.
She's deceiving me. It cuts my security as she's in control of me. I don't do all it say. Don't you blame the guy in shades, oh no.
The guy in shades, the guy in chains, oh no.
Don't masquerade with the guy in shades, oh no.
We can't believe it.
Cause you got it made with the guy in shades, oh no.
Hey, this is Nate Bright, co-producing of this year's CFRC live sessions and release rating reels on Instagram. Do you love local music and supporting local arts? CFRC's annual funding drive is running until December 31st, and your gift is needed to help us provide local musicians with modern top-of-the-line equipment, space, and technical support.